One writer said, "Too often, it's not God's will that we want, but our will made possible by God." Is it possible that you're bitter today because you're not getting your way or your will? Is it possible that you have tried to make God into a powerful genie instead of recognizing Him as Lord over all things? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are walking through the book of Ruth. One of the mistakes we oftentimes make in life is that we measure God's goodness towards us by our level of happiness. When we use that metric, we may find ourselves living in the land of bitterness and grief. Notice what Naomi says when she finally arrives at Bethlehem after having gone through famine and loss. People come out to see if this is really the Naomi they remember. Remember, she's been gone for over 10 years. Is this really Naomi? And look at what Naomi says in Ruth chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. She says, "Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty." The name Naomi means pleasant, and the name Mara means bitter. Naomi is saying, "My life is no longer pleasant. My life is bitter. And God is absolutely almighty. He is absolutely powerful. Just take a look at all the havoc that He has brought into my life. But He in no way can be good or design this for my good, or else I wouldn't be Mara." Naomi didn't think God was good because she was unhappy. She did not think He cared, but rather that He was cruel. She had forgotten that famine took place because of unfaithfulness. She had forgotten that her husband had led them away from God's presence into the city of Moab. She had forgotten that they remained in that wicked place for over 10 years. Blaming God in this situation is like blaming the lifeguard about being wet because you jumped into a pool. Do you judge the depth of the love of God for you by the degree of ease in your life? Do you judge the faithfulness of God by the number of your desires that have been met? When we measure the goodness of God by the temperature of our own happiness, then God becomes the servant of our wills instead of us being the servants of God. Today, when you pray, please pray for Jesse Hales and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Naturu LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.